How many of you sent out some kind of Valentine's message this week to anybody? Good. We've got a few people out there not very romantic. It's also called in Spanish, in the Spanish-speaking world, the St. Valentine's Day is called El Día de la Amistad, the Day of Friendship. So it's not only a day to celebrate romance and send flowers and candies to our sweethearts, but also time, a day to offer special acknowledgement to our friends, to share that love of friendship with those we're especially connected to. So Valentine's Day is a good opportunity to ask ourselves, well, what is true love? In today's gospel passage from the Sermon on the Mount, is three chapters in Matthew's gospel that contain the essence of Jesus' social teachings and moral teachings, chapters 5, 6, and 7 of Matthew. If you haven't read it recently, reread it. It's an incredibly powerful section, and I only read a very small portion. And in the portion that I did read, he gives us three commandments that provide keys to true love. And he takes these commandments from the Old Testament, and he reinterprets them to look more deeply behind those commandments. So the first commandment he mentions is, you shall not kill, which is the fifth of the Ten Commandments. You shall not kill. Now, if we haven't murdered anybody, we probably think, well, I'm following that commandment. But Jesus says, no, there's something far more than just refraining from killing that is required in order to fulfill that commandment. And he goes on to say, if you're not dealing with your anger, if you have resentment against somebody, if you're holding on to any kind of rage, biases against people, then you haven't gone deeply enough. Anger toward another, of course, is what usually gives rise to murder. So he's saying that murder not only includes the taking of someone's life, but also harming others through abusive behavior and angry words. So Jesus is going to the root of the problem, and he's showing the solution to the anger affliction. And he says, go and be reconciled while there's still time. Go and be reconciled with that person that you are angry toward before this anger becomes utterly toxic and becomes hatred toward another person. So he's saying that reconciliation with others is a key to true love. Now, of course, there are situations we cannot go directly to that person and try to make peace. Sometimes there's just so much bad blood between us, and we're so upset with each other, we can't actually face each other, perhaps for a time. But that has to be the ideal Jesus is presenting to us. The ideal is you work toward reconciliation. And if you really cannot talk face to face and try to work things out right now, we at least need to pray for that person regularly and offer blessings for that person, even though we may not want to. Just saying the words can be a good start. Lord, please bless that son of a gun, you know. Just saying the words. The second Old Testament commandment Jesus quotes is the sixth of the Ten Commandments. You shall not commit adultery. Adultery, of course, literally is having sex with a married person that you're not married to. And related to adultery, of course, is fornication. Fornication means having sex, two single people having sex. And both are considered serious sins against God's plan for human sexuality. And then he doesn't just stay right there in the surface level. He's looking at, well, what gives rise to adultery? Or what gives rise to fornication? And, of course, it's lust. Lust is turning a person into an object of pleasure. And so what is Jesus' proposal? Avoid the cause of those temptations. Don't entertain fantasies. Lust is fed by creating relationships in our head or on a computer screen or a smartphone screen. Relationships don't happen in the head or on a screen. They happen in real life. Jesus is telling us to deal with real persons. Respect and honor the person. Don't fantasize about the person. And certainly don't look at pornography, which is all about lust. Pornography creates lust, more lust, and it creates sexual addiction. So what Jesus is doing is getting to the root of sexual sins. Sins usually begin in the mind, any kind of sin. So true love is impossible when we look at another human being as an object. In this case, an object of pleasure. True love means that we respect and we honor other people's bodies and souls. Now, Jesus goes on to say, I skipped this section, but he goes on to say, if your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. Now, this is a pretty frightening language, and I don't expect you to come back next week with one of your eyes pulled out if you've got a lust problem. And he didn't mean that. He's using a typical rabbi way of teaching of his time, which was to exaggerate to make a point. So his point, of course, is the urgent need to avoid sin. Adultery and lust are such serious psychological and spiritual disorders that we need to do everything possible to be liberated from such desires. The liberation ultimately comes by turning over our sinful thoughts and desires to the Savior. He's the only one who can save us, especially from addictions and compulsions and obsessions. And so a simple prayer in the moment of temptation, like, Jesus, I can't control these thoughts, but you can. I turn them over to you. Or Jesus, transform my sexual energy into pure love. Pure love for you and for your people. These simple kinds of prayers in the moment of sexual temptation gradually reorient our minds and hearts toward the source of power, toward the higher power. And this same technique works for any sin. Anger works for anger too. I'm ticked off at somebody who rubbed me wrong, and instead of beginning to cuss that person out or entertain, you know, negative thoughts about that person, I immediately turn that anger or that resentment toward a little prayer for that person. And the third Old Testament commandment that Jesus quotes is, do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow. So Jesus is forbidding his disciples, and that's you and me, he's forbidding us from taking oaths, from swearing, because his disciples are supposed to have such integrity that oaths are unnecessary. We Christians are supposed to be people true to our word, people who tell the truth. So that's the teaching. It's very simple. Tell the truth. Let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. On this Valentine's Day weekend, it's good for us to give flowers, candy, send messages to our loved ones. And as we do that, or as we have done that, what's more important is to think about, well, what is true love? And how can I become a person who really practices true love? And Jesus' teachings found in the Sermon on the Mount, we just heard three of them today, they give us practical, concrete direction for how to grow in true love. So he's telling us, number one, seek to be reconciled with people with whom you're angry or who are angry with you. Secondly, don't fantasize about other people. Don't turn anybody into an object of your pleasure. And thirdly, don't swear. Simply tell the truth. These are three ways that gradually transform us into people who know how to give true love.